Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ronald. How may I assist you?
Hi, Ronald. My name is Evelina Brown, and I'm calling because I have an issue in regard to a purchase that was made, which I didn't make. And I spoke with someone. I can't remember who the person was. Of course, I wouldn't remember. But we went over that I did not make this purchase, and I was granted a refund. And the refund was taken off of my account, and then it was put right back on my account again. So I'm not understanding what's going on with that. I have the email right in front of me that was sent to me to show the refund was being made.
All right, can I have that zip code, please?
60115.
Thank you. First and last name.
Evelina Brown.
Thank you. And would you mind verifying that shipping address for me?
113 John Street, DeKalb, Illinois, 60115.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do see here on the 18th of January, you did purchase our keto and also our cleanse, two of our products that helps reduce your appetite
I
and
did not purchase.
spoke the toxins in your
Somebody must
body.
have used my car. Okay, are you listening to me?
Ma'am, I was talking, but you can go ahead.
Okay, but I'm telling you, we all already went through this, and the woman that I talked to the first time, I told her I did not purchase this. I don't even know what this is. Is there a supervisor? Because you're taking too deep a breath, getting frustrated with me. Can I speak with the supervisor, Ronald, please? Thank you.
Ma'am, you're speaking to a supervisor. You could go ahead.
Well, Ronald, I'm sure there's someone over you because I can hear you. You're sighing because you're getting annoyed with me. I'm annoyed with the fact that they keep messing up my credit with something that I didn't purchase. I'm sure you have a supervisor, Ronald. I'll wait.
Now, ma'am, as I'm looking at your account, I do see here that your account is canceled.
I do not have an account. That is why the person that I spoke to the first time, it clearly states here to Evelina Brown, this email is to inform you that 9290 has been refunded to your account. And then it says order number, and it has that number, and it shows the payment, the amount, the date, and the transaction ID. Okay, so they said that, I mean, that has already been done, but it's back on my account again, and I don't have a product, I don't have anything. I'm constantly getting late fees over this. Oh, not late fees, I'm sorry, insufficient funds, because I don't have a money in my account.
All right. Now I do see the charge that you were talking about, the 9290. It looks like it was refunded back to you, ma'am. Now, if you're stating that the refund was sent to you, then it was taken away. No, ma'am. Once the refund is complete on our end, we has nothing else to do, ma'am. It's all on your
That's
bank.
why I need to speak with someone. I just spoke to the bank, and the bank clearly state that it has been submitted twice. The 9290 has been submitted again, twice from this company. I don't even know who you all are. I've never used your product. I need some
Yes,
help with
ma'am,
this.
but it looks like it was refunded.
Ronald, can I speak with someone else, please? Because I know what I'm dealing with my bank, showing that it's been put on there twice. It shows that it has been charged on to my account twice from your company.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, when I spoke with My friend, my neighbor, who is an attorney, they said, reach out to the company again before you take any legal actions around this. And that's what I'm trying to do, is to reach out to the company again.
All right, well, just allow me one second, ma'am.
Okay, Ronald. Hello.